101.5 K-Rock, what's going on? I'm Steve-O on the phone today with Kevin Farley, the Kevin Farley, and Gail Beckwar. Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Hey, good afternoon. Nice to talk to you.
Well, I hope you guys are doing well today. We'll start off just with some questions here. Kevin, you've done everything from stand-up to TVs and movies. What are some of those early moments that really put you on the map?
Well, I studied in Chicago, Illinois, at the Second City. And when I came out to L.A., which I was there for 20 years, I had auditioned for a boy band on MTV called Together. And we were a fake boy band, but that really kind of put me on the map. As I was in a boy band, so that was the biggest thing for me. From there, I just did a lot of different things. Just Shoot Me. I did a lot of TV, lots of TV.
Gail, you got your start performing in your dad's traveling magic show as a kid. How did that early experience shape the entertainer you are today?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I never cared for magic. I always thought it was kind of hokey. You know, now that America's Got Talent and David Blaine and Chris Angel have come on the scene, it's not like that anymore. But when I first started, you told people you were a magician. It was like telling people you were a mime. So I kind of did the comedy aspect, and kind of the tricks kind of screw up for me, and I work off the audience. And now I do about 5 tricks in an hour's time. And so it's a lot of comedy with the audience. And I kind of make fun of magic instead of, even though I still fool people, it's still kind of, unique and different than most magicians.
All right. Awesome. Kevin, you've worked with some huge names in comedy over the years. How did those experiences shape your style and approach?
Well, when I first started stand-up, I learned from some of the best, Norm Macdonald, David Spade, Adam Sandler. They were my friends. I got to tour with those guys and really kind of learn the trade, because I didn't come from stand-up. So those guys, after I toured with them, I got to know exactly how it's done. And so I appreciate that. And it was good to learn from those guys.
Gail, you've performed everywhere from Las Vegas to Hong Kong and even shared the stage with legends like Carrot Top and Phyllis Diller. What have those big moments taught you about connecting with an audience?
Well, you know, when I first started, if something happened, like as a magician, if something screwed up in a trick, I kind of let it bother me, and now I don't. Phyllis Diller, when I worked with her, I was right out of college, and she would get standing ovations every night. I did about a month work with her on the road, and she wanted a young male variety act. I kind of laugh about it now because I'd be an old male variety act. But she said, never let them see you sweat, you know, and so now I just kind of, you know, whatever happens. I'm sure it's similar to a comedian. If they forget a line, they just go into something else. But as a comic magician, if a trick screws up, the audience really never knows because I just make it look like it's supposed to do that.
All right. Not a bad way to go about that. Kevin, you've done a little bit of everything, acting, voice work, even directing. What's been the most fun or rewarding part of your career so far?
The one I like the most is stand-up, just because it's immediate, you know, and I get a lot of benefit or fulfillment from doing a good show. And then second is the voiceovers. Voiceovers are a lot of fun for me. I did F is for Family on Netflix, and I just had a great time. So that's basically the two that I love the most.
I absolutely love F is for Family, to be honest with you. I cannot get enough of it. I actually need to go back and rewatch it again.
Yeah, it's out there. It's pretty out there.
It is a good show. So
I love it.
If you have not checked out F is for Family, definitely go check it out. Gail, fun fact, Rodney Carrington opened for you once upon a time. What was that like?
Well, you know, when you're working as a comic, you're working all different places. I remember going down to the Holiday Inn in Ponca City, Oklahoma, and I was the headliner. This is years ago. And the feature, and Kevin might even know him. He was Spike Rizzo from New York, and the opening act was a young guy from Oklahoma who was playing the guitar by the name of Rodney Carrington. So he was the MC at this Holiday Inn, and I'm sure this has happened to Kevin too. You never know who you're going to be working with. He was super nice, and And, you know, I remember talking to him afterward. And then years later, he came here to Lincoln, and he had been on the Bob and Tom radio show, and that really put him on the map with his songs. And he had just had a sitcom hanging with Rodney that was on for a couple years. And so you just never know who you're going to meet. He was super nice, and we talked. I remember when he was in Lincoln here for about an hour after the show.
And finally, for you, Kevin, you're related to the late Chris Farley. For those who don't know, he was your brother. Did he have any impact on your career?
Yeah, he had a lot. I mean, when he got on Saturday Night Live, I realized that's kind of a, you know, it was a change for me. And when I went to Second City, I realized this is the greatest thing in the world. This is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And, yeah, it's been great ever since. But, you know, him going down there and getting involved was a big deal for me.
And finally, for you, Gail, your act blends comedy, magic, and a lot of audience interactions. What's the key to keeping every show feeling fresh and unique night after night?
You know, that's a good question, because a lot of times you do kind of go through the motions, especially if you've gotten a long drive there. And one thing that I know is once I get that first laugh, I'm sure Kevin will agree with me on this, it kind of just takes off, and you know, the spontaneity comes back. And since I do play off the audience, the show is different every night, about 50%. So that helps for me. But I have seen comedians where it looks like they're going through the motions. And, you know, the best compliment you can get is if somebody says, "Wow, I didn't know you were." I know one time I did this trick with a guy in Oklahoma, and he was pretty funny. And I remember the two other comedians I was working with, afterward, this lady came up to me and she said, "You're lucky you had that guy on stage, or that wouldn't have been very good." And I said, "Yeah, he was pretty good." And the other two comedians go, "Why don't you tell her it happens that way every night? It doesn't matter who the guy is." I said, let her think that the guy was really funny." And anyway, she came back two nights later at the comedy club. It was a week-long club. And I got a different guy, and she came up to me after the show, and she actually said, "Gail, I'm shocked. You did the same trick, and it was the same lines. I thought you were making all that stuff up." And I said, "Thank you. Thank you very much." And she goes, "Why are you thanking me?" I go, "Well, that's the ultimate compliment you can give a comedian, an actor, a teacher, a salesman, a preacher, if they don't come off canned and, you know, if it looks like it's the first time they're saying it." Because we've all had those teachers that just read right out of the book, and you can tell they're just kind of going through the motions sometimes.
Absolutely.
So anyway, that's what I say. Just keep it fresh that way, you know.
All right. Well, Kevin and Gail, thanks for getting on the phone with me and chatting today.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Kevin Farley, Gail Becquar going to R.C. McGraw's this Friday. R.C. McGraw's 7:30, $25 in advance for tickets. Again, at R.C. McGraw's this Friday. I'm Steve-O, 101.5 K-Rock.